Tools to measure social media ROI, return on investment. Most digital advertisers look at social media conversion based on three metrics. Conversion that is happening based on your communication on the social media are looked upon based on three metrics, which is paid media, okay, then owned media and earned media. Paid media is you have invested an amount, you have paid to that platform for appearance of your advertisement or a marketing communication, which is displayed to predefined audience as per the profile given. That's a paid media. Owned media, content posted on brand's official digital platform, social media platform, like Twitter, LinkedIn, you may have pages on even Instagram, etc. Earned media, user-generated content involving a brand, but which the brand has not control over. It's like a content generated about your brand by the user, by the public, so to say. You have no control on that. When will it happen? What way it will appear, etc. It is a result of carefully planned paid and owned media campaign. But that gives you virality. If they start talking about that some new product that you have, somebody writes why i14 is best, you know, kind of. So then there's a earned media. But he felt doing that because he has seen either your paid and owned media and got the desired information. On the other extreme, extreme right, what you see is social media ROI tools. So what are the social media ROI tools? So there are plenty of it. Not that we need to really get into understanding it. You have to get a holistic view. There is an ROI calculator. Google Analytics is best used. They serve you with the instant graphical representation. Hootsuite is also very well appreciated. Facebook Pixel, that also is kind of a Google Analytics. There are others like UTM Parametric, Hootsuite Insights, which is the brother of Hootsuite, but they give you a kind of analytics based on certain insight table perspective that you want. But many others are given out there, which enables you to get analyzed information. Based on that analyzed information, you are able to calculate return on your investment. How do you improve social media ROI? So you have understood various terms. What is social media ROI? Which are the platform that gives you ROI? Now, how do you improve that? That is what we are going to have. What kind of a strategy or tactical things that you can take? First is always have test and optimize. So do not spend in one go. First you release test, or there are test method which can be offline. There are tests which can be then done online. So online you start with limited budget, limited area, then expand. So that's a very important thing. There A-B split testing, which is a very powerful technique. Here, for the same message, 2-3 different creative or 2-3 different offers are given in two different areas, and they try to see. It can be even in the same area. Suppose you are doing a Bangalore, somebody will get one offer, one creative, other will get different offer, different creative, third will get different offer, different creative. Advertiser will know that 1,000 impressions were created in all the three. Now, what is the response rate? Which is an ad or which is an offer that has got you the maximum hit, maximum response? User creative idea. Here, involving the user and attracting user, new user is always going to be the one of the greatest challenge for the advertising account planner. He has to not only get their listing, he has to make them party to your idea generation. Iterate is social media is always changing, and therefore the content strategy, therefore the visual appeal, etc. is a iteration. You have to constantly keep an eye on what is changing, whether your communication, brand communication, is going towards favorable side, negative side, and accordingly then take certain proactive steps. So that's how you improve your social media ROI. So let's understand the process involved in digital advertising. So first step is development of the strategy, which is nothing but begin with the campaign concept. which is arriving out of the research that you have done. Remember that SWOT analysis based thing, discussion with that. Articulate the problem that needs to be solved. So you have to articulate strategy will come out of the problem that you express, and then connect to the target group. How does target group is visualizing this as a problem? Expected solutions by the target group, not by what you can offer. And then try to see whether your solution matches that expectation. So around that, you develop a strategy as to how are you addressing the problem of the target group. The second step is that digital ads should tell a story. Most viewers distrust ads and continuously avoid them. So that was an era when it was coming in a very rigid manner. Now, if you are to attract the customers, you have to take a slice of his life and create a story around so that he gets involved. It involves identifying your customer's pain point and demonstrating how you have solved them from taking a real life cue. Example, if a landing page is not receiving enough traffic, then you use the Google Analytics based on which you uncover the demographic information of who's visiting. Now, if that visitor is right, then you have to work to get more visitors coming in. But if those visitors are not correct, then you have to restart identifying the target audience, where are they, their habits, and then realign your strategy. So that's the second thing. Under the same thing, we have to see a couple of terms. People resource, distribution, and scheduling. So these are the aspects that one has to cover in the process. So what is people resource? There is a medium determines who needs to be involved. If it is a video, it needs a budget for a production. It needs a production house. Okay, so if it's a print, then the copywriter, graphic designer, etc. So people resource, that has to be very clear. Distribution, where the ads are distributed. So each platform has a different pricing model. Each platform has a different role. Print is for information, TV is for emotional connect, digital is for engagement. So you have to decide distribution online, offline, again within that, what kind of display, interstitial ad, banner ad, all aspects needs to be thought through and decided. Then you have to schedule when this schedule is going to, what is the schedule, when will your TV will come, when will your print will come, will the print come before television or after television, when the digital campaign breaks out. So this is a aspects which is covered in the second stage. Budgeting and its review helps determine how the ad compares with the set objective target and therefore the return on investment. The third step, which is now actually producing what you have creatively thought, what you have creatively developed. So with your strategy and the approved budget and the say script, it is for video, if the print ad is ready, etc., then you have to produce. When you say produce means, if it's a print, the artwork has to be made. Artwork is not that A4 printout that the agency has sent you to approve the ad. It is a very specification driven. Earlier, it used to be on a photograph pages. Okay, nowadays digital, but then resolutions and various things matter. If it's a video ad, then the TV commercial, then you have to video produce. So that's a production stage. Example, copywriter needs a brief that outlines the word count, the keywords, messaging goal, what needs to be communicated. Those aspects need to be told to them so that he will create a copy which integrates all these things. If it is a video, then the script has to happen. So this is an example of a production. The fourth step is the distribution, where the distribution means you have to now decide how will you reach the target audience. In that, the vehicle is important, as I told you. But vehicle means whether you will appear in Indian Idol or whether you will appear in some kids program, whether you will appear in soap opera or news, that's a vehicle. But these vehicles are part of the channel. Say when you say TV, so there are those channels, Sony, Star. So all aspects, that is the channel, within the channel, which vehicle, that is a program, or all has to be decided, and then that forms a part of your budget on one hand, and it also gives the idea about likely reach among the target group, etc. So that number of impressions that you may get, the frequency needed, all this thing comes under this stage, which is a fourth stage. UTM codes, okay, that's a technical term, and also show which portion of the website traffic correlates to different ads. So here this is a particular code where website, every page has certain specific advertisement communication, certain call to action, etc. Digitally this needs to be matched, right? So they generate that code which will allow you to collate information with A and B test. That's a type of a test, split test, split run test, as it said, to different versions of an ad can be compared on two segments of the market to reveal which ad, which offer, which body copy attracts better response. Since digital ads are always live, it is easy to adjust any of the content whenever the need arises. So that's the power. Print, you will have to do a lot of corrections, change, recall, and blah blah. So while in the digital, you can quietly change it, and you can start getting the result again. So let's learn a new concept: social media audit. These two gentlemen, Chow and Chion, way back in 2004 era, when the digital, I think, probably was starting, and even otherwise, you can say during print also, this subject comes where customer gets into avoidance mode. They avoid advertising communication. So what is that? That is the explanation that they have given. So there are three antecedents, or you can say three situations or three reasons why people avoid. First is an interruption of a task. That is a goal impediment. In the sense, you are visiting a particular site to learn something about, and this interstitial ad comes in, or this pop-up ad comes in. Now this kind of thing is not serving your goal completion. So as a result, it has become a common psyche for people to just ignore. Means they immediately will click the cross and they will move on. When you make the clicking off difficult, so he will get irritated, he will exit the site in itself. So that's the first thing which is leading to interruption in users fulfilling his goal for which he is visiting a particular place of digital platform. Perceived clutter, that is, there are certain areas, certain sites, certain this thing which has become so popular. Customers through prior experience knows that when he goes there, he will get unwarranted, covered on his rep screen, live screen, up this thing. And they all also have a kind of animation, they have a GIF, they have kind of video that is all going to create a clutter, and therefore you will want to stay away from such, and so that is a distraction that you want to avoid. As a result, your advertisements also get avoided. Negative past experience. Most of the internet is you presume that internet advertisements are deceiving. That's a common this thing today. You feel that more thugs use it to extract money in a unlawful manner. So people altogether disregard that. And similar such past interaction, forget about this being thugs and all. Even your company has not met certain expectations, certain requirements that has been floated by them. While clicking your budget, he has gone and filled in the form and sought this thing which is not addressed. So all those things will make him ignore you totally. So these are the three reasons why the avoidance take place. So what does the social media audit do it? So let's understand that. Social media audit, it is online advertising avoidance can be defined as actions by online users that definitely diminishes the exposure to your advertising content. Now, example of advertisement avoidance includes ignoring, that is, newspaper, magazine, online advertisement is totally ignored. Going out of the room during the advertisement, this is more about, say, television, ignoring pop-ups on the internet and using pop-up blocker or other thing that will prevent advertisements to come in. Deleting, ignoring adverts from the pop-ups, banners, using ad blockers so that your social media visits will not have the advertisement, etc. Now, this is an avoidance. So, how does social media, we are trying to understand social media audit. Social media audit is an examination of a person or organization's social media presence. So, first of all, your target audience social media presence is analyzed, evaluating online activity to develop insights, then evaluate what all does it do online. That will, does it create some insight for you? An audit researches and analyzes a brand's current position on social media. What is the competitor positions? What is the, your activity vis-a-vis competitor activity? And what is the audience data suggests you? Audience demographic based on visits, who visits, from where visits. Likewise, competition, who visits, from where visits. That kind of a data are analyzed. So typical social media audit would contain some of the following areas. So what we are trying to understand, what does social media audit cover? So create a document for the audit. So it starts with what are you auditing, why are you auditing, what is the purpose of this audit, what is an expected outcome of this audit, what you have to audit, etc. Takes down all the social media accounts that organization has created, social media account that competition has created, social media account of other related stakeholders, etc. Then you try to identify the post that has got better results, that is your post versus the competition post, etc. You identify not only the best, you even identify the most criticized media communication or the marketing communication from your side versus competition side, etc. You will then get into evaluating performances, your performance. So like based on the analytics, first of all, analytics will be assessed from the point of view of the audience connect. That is right audience in a right manner, in a right frequency, giving you right reach or not. Similar, this thing for the competition is connected. Then second is the conversion that will be evaluated. So engagement, conversion prior to that is an engagement. So first is the planning side where whether you have planned correctly. Second is actual connect that it is drawing you, the actual target audience that is drawing you. Is it engaging them? So that is evaluated both for you and the competition. Understand the audience for each network. Now you have taken certain stance, you have taken certain social media. This audit will try to first understand the nature of audience who frequent that. Like for example, earlier mentioned that Instagram is more used by female. So now whether your target group is male or more female, that kind of, I'm giving a very simple, more in-depth actually it is studied. Okay, so that's an audience, this thing right from their demographics, their likes, dislikes, etc. And then it is matched with your requirement. Decide which channels are right. Then even under the specific media vehicle that you have chosen, whether the channel is right, whether the channel is reaching to the right target group, etc. So all those aspects of channel selection will be critically evaluated. And then repeat. Repetitions are both from the point of view of what are you repeating, why are you repeating, when are you repeating, kind of thing. And it also suggests the frequency with which the social audit is required. If you have a challenge on the social audit outcome, then you have to see that you conduct this more frequently. If you are achieve that breakthrough and you think that every performance of yours are yielding the desired result, then you may not do so frequently. You may do it at an intermittent level. So this is what social media audit, what it contains. Now let's get an idea about new trends in digital advertising. Consumers are spending less time in their home. Consumers are today very mobile. Even when being online on social media, they have the option of ignoring the advertisement. That's another challenge. This challenge is now being overcome by digital out-of-home advertising. Digital out-of-home, D-O-O-H. It refers to dynamic media that distributed across place-based network in various venues. It means you go to a shopping mall, there is a large LED display which is net connected, which is whatever, you know, feed connected, and that is not ignorable by you. Okay, so it is like a dynamic media distributed across various venues, There is a network to this has been included, but not limited to cafes, bar, etc. So, okay, that's a location that they have given where it probably may not be, but it's a venue driven out of home advertising media. It may be in the form of anything, you know, kiosk, it can be just such a large LED wall, etc. So it has two major platforms: digital place-based network, DPN, digital billboards and signages. DOOH network typically features independently addressable screen, kiosk, jukeboxes and or jumbo stations, etc. Or even an area where consumer can probably interact, search what he wants to know. But that area is specifically provided by the advertiser. So he will take available space for advertising, even if he has given you a screen access, but his advertisement will come, etc. So this is the two major platform that is used in DOOH approach to advertising. Okay. DOOH media, okay, they benefit location owner because it gives him the advertising revenue. Okay. Alike in being able to engage customers, you are visiting this place, you are frequenting this place, and it is placed in such a manner in your walkways, in your walkthroughs, etc., in your most eye-catching locations, etc. So the probability of your ignoring is minimized, therefore you achieve both reach and you achieve frequency. It is also referred to as a digital signage, very simple term. What has happened to digital advertising post-COVID? Let us understand what has happened to digital advertising post-COVID. Post-COVID too has brought in its own challenges. However, it has offered opportunities also to the digital advertiser. Physical events such as business conferences, sporting events, concerts have been cancelled and thereby reducing many avenues of advertising. Sponsorship, this thing is all gone. Human intervention too has reduced to a great level. This has brought a change in the way space and time being booked. People have become more television oriented. Okay. Almost 2/3 of the ad spending is digital. Now in that case, prints and all has also stopped, you know, during that. Post-COVID, because during COVID, a lot of habits have changed. People have been more glued to mobile devices, more glued to televisions, more glued to their laptop, tabs, etc. As a result, you can see that the traditional media has started losing and the digital media has started gaining. By the end of 2021, 88% of all digital display marketing was spent via programmatic advertising. So that's what, you know, programmatic means. You can plan your insertions, you can decide the time of your insertions, you can decide the frequency of insertions, etc. Programmatic advertising is a way to automatically buy and optimize digital campaign, digital footprint, rather than buying directly from publisher. It's designed to replace human negotiations with machine learning and AI optimization. So that's the one way to buy media has evolved, way to buy digital media has evolved. Earlier you had to deal directly with the platform owner. The goal here is to increase the efficiency and the transparency of for both the advertiser and the publisher. Now here algorithm or the machine learning, they have been in touch with that platform. They know the visit rate, they know the engagement rate, they know that each program, this thing based certain algorithm, assess, analytics are available to them, etc. So now when you seek a time and then when you quote, there will be an interactive feedback coming to you, which will tell you that whether you are likely to get at that quote, what is the best this thing, and all it is happening in front of you, transparency is happening. That this is done through real-time auction. So that's why the word real-time auction. So the program or the media buyer has to be present on that auction site and then he starts putting his codes. Some codes will get rejected. You have to either make it higher, higher at one particular rate. You will get an access granted. So that's why it is a, it's not that the digital platform guy telling you that we will charge you so much. No, it is like now the market is driving it. If that program is very popular, you may have to pay even more than what you would have otherwise paid during a fixed fee that the programmer or the digital platform would have charged you. So this is a programmatic advertising. However, it allows you a lot of liberty, but sometime at a price, sometime at a value, which is for you. So in the programmatic advertising, there's a term used which is real-time bidding. So what is RTB? Real-time bidding is a way of buying and selling advertisements through a real-time auction. Here, meaning that transactions are made in the real-time. It takes to load a web page around 100 milliseconds. Ads are traded in 100 milliseconds. Okay. So as a visitor enters, a website, a request is sent to an ad exchange with the information on the website along with visitor data. Now I am, say, visiting the Gillette website. Okay. The moment I do that, Gillette sends the information to that exchange where the real-time bidding is happening along with my data. Okay. So this information which they have received matches against available advertiser. Okay. You have, the exchange will match it with the advertiser, and that is what you Gillette, and a real-time auction takes place between the advertiser and that matches the criteria, which is the target segment. And then the rate gets decided. All this happens in so-called milliseconds. And then when I am on that site, I get to see certain advertisement. Let's say a consumer visits a website that sells organic cosmetic, but does not make a purchase. Later, the consumer visits his or her favorite news site. Later, he has not made a visit. He has made a visit, but not purchased. Later, he visits certain favorable news site, which he often looks at, and suddenly starts seeing that ad about organic cosmetic everywhere. You must have noticed this in most of your case. Today, whenever you give some search command, they are perennially been recorded. Now, after that day you might have seen something, but after that, various other online sites you will go, you will get to see. Say, for example, when we were planning a painting, we started searching paint colors, options to digital painting. So now the moment that has happened, now tomorrow I go to Google, tomorrow I go to Bing, tomorrow I go to this thing, Asian Paints and Leave Space and those kind of ads, various color, you know, provider, etc. Those kind of ads have started coming in. Now that means somewhere somebody has interacted, my profile was exchanged, my current choices were determined and the rate was agreed upon. So then when I go next time and start doing that, relevant ads started coming in. These ads are placed in front of the consumer. Okay. And that is a result of real-time bidding. You are getting this because somebody has agreed to pay that amount to the bidder who's offering you that time and space. Real-time bidding allows for better and quicker targeting, enabling ads to be bought and sold on a per-case basis, meaning only visitors who are in your target audience will get subjected ad. So it's a very targeted this thing. And all this thing happens with the AI algorithm in fraction of a second. For a programmatic system to work properly, there needs to be other key components also in place. So we will study that. On the advertiser side, that is the one who's advertising, this would be a demand side platform, DSP, connected to a data management platform of the advertising exchange. Suppliers, that is a publisher, use a supply side platform, SSP, to distribute their available inventory across one or multiple ad exchanges. So here, say Google has a place to offer, and that is available for the advertiser. So they have provided this to the exchange. They maybe are giving it that access to multiple exchange. Now you, from the demand side, you have put in your requirement, okay, to connect with a certain profile of individual. So that is what happens. So this is what we are trying to understand. What I said, certain things has to be in place. So DSP, that is demand side, that is put in by the advertiser, supply side, that is those who provide access to the available place on their platform. Now what happens? The ad exchange is where the publisher meets the advertiser and agrees on a price to display their ad. So they will do this. Now this price is a real-time bidding. Here, based on that demand supply gap, the bid gets finalized. It functions much like a trading on the stock exchange, okay, but this is for the digital space. Nowadays most ad exchanges operate through real-time auctions, where an ad purchase is made at the same time as a visitor loads the website. So you can see that how quickly things must be happening. There are numerous ad exchanges for publishers and advertisers to connect to. These are the biggest one. What you have currently that you see it are some of the very popular, very powerful, okay, which has been mostly used by the advertiser to buy space for their client. Demand side platform, we have earlier said, which has been used by the advertiser. It's a tool or a software that allows advertisers to buy ad placements automatically. Example, in the say match to one tool, this is again one of the demand side tool. Using that, you are able to buy spot on a particular digital media. Supply side platform, SSP, ad publishers are supply side platform. You know, they are available on supply side platform to manage their display available space. These are the display spaces inventory that I have available for putting third party advertisement. What was previously a manual process where each publisher would have salespeople responsible for reaching out to advertiser. So they will have to call up advertising agency, they will need to call up clients, etc., to sell their digital ad space. Now that is getting automated through the supply side platform. So the top five of the SSPs are, again, these are the major ones, which is a SSP, supply side platform. That's where those who have a digital property, digital space inventory, puts in their available space inventory for the demand side, that is the advertiser to check, that is the media house checks that and then gets into the bidding and buys the spot. So that's how it goes. So in all, at the end, let's summarize this particular chapter to be in tune with the ever-changing social media and online scenario. Digital advertising has become non-compromisable option tool. How do you do that? Identify the target audience whom you want to target. Know their online digital media habits, whether it is Facebook or Twitter, what does he use, when he use, how much is he use. Create a copy which can be useful on your online advertisement on any digital platform. Each digital platform may have certain specific requirements, so you have to adhere to that. Decide which content to promote. So you have to decide what content and then how are you promoting, through a paid advertising, through an organic media, etc. So that's what, or you will prefer to earn, you know, people's virality, etc. So then comes monitoring advertising progress for overall goal achievement and whether you received required revenue, whether you manage getting the required profit, etc. Now for that, you have to know how much you have to spend, how much you have spent. You have to get into knowing the cost of various tools and platforms, wherein we learned about the social media, you know, ad exchanges, etc. Engagement relationship building is a powerful perspective that one can achieve through digital advertising. We learned something about influencers and their importance in today's digital marketing. And then we understood various concepts, and through which we understood overall how do you manage digital advertising. Thank you.